This is Cross Hope, a daily word of hope and inspiration with Randy Snyder, Senior Minister of Crossview Christian Church. Now, with today's message from Cross Hope, here's Randy Snyder.
I begin with this story by Celeste, who's a school teacher, junior high school teacher in Fort Myers, Florida. As a means to promote creative thinking in my language arts class, I asked the seventh grade students to write a sentence or two, just a sentence or two. Here was the topic. If you could see anything in the world, anything at all, just by wishing, no restrictions, what would it be? Just trying to provoke some thought. Students put their best wishes to paper, pens scurrying along the lines, tongues put in the corner of their mouths in deep thought or at least determination. Later that night, I read the response, a wish to see Mars, to walk on the bottom of the ocean, to see Paris, France. Then one paper hit me like a laser. One sentence, I would like to see my real father again. I just would like to see my real father again. Although I'd asked for a few sentences, this solitary sentence seemed to suffice. Divorce and single parenthood seem to be more prevalent in our advanced society than families intact. In fact, I've overheard a student exclaim, "Really?" when a classmate said that both of her parents still lived at home. But I'm not speaking of that issue. It's the dads, the fathers, the one-day grandfathers who matter. Of course, as a woman, I'm not in any way discounting the importance of mothers, but today I'm sharing a lesson that began 6 years ago in my life with that one sentence, "I wish I could see my dad one more time." Then she writes this. This is really profound. This year, a popular, clumsy, and quite smart boy who didn't see himself that way proudly shared details about his dad's height, which he inherited, his dad's service in the Navy, his love of reading, another gift from Dad. I asked him if his dad had been to the open house, trying to recall if I had met him as the teacher. "Oh no," he said, "I haven't seen him in years. I don't even know where he is. I don't even know where he is." Then he paused, let his hair cover his tearful eyes, and said, "I just wish I could see him once again, just once, just once." Let's go back to chapter 23. "Listen to your father who gave you life, and do not despise your mother when she's old." What does it mean to listen? It just doesn't mean to hear words. It doesn't mean even just to pay attention. It means to heed. You know, it's one thing to hear somebody's advice. It's another thing to heed advice. Do you follow me? "Oh yeah, I heard him. Yeah, I heard him." And total disregard. But it's to heed your father's advice, presuming and assuming that your father is giving you wisdom, giving you discernment. Look at the next phrase, "do not despise your mother when she's old." Do you know what it means to despise? It means to be dismissive. It's saying, "What does she know? What difference does it make what she thinks? Her opinion doesn't count." And you know what? People do that with their spouses. People do that with their children. And we do it with parents. I want you to bring up the next verse that we had in that passage. "Buy the truth and do not sell it." Wisdom, instruction, and insight as well. What did he say, or what did he mean by "buy the truth"? Here's what he meant. The truth is the most important thing in your life, in a sense. And Jesus claimed to be the truth. So buying the truth and do not sell it, in the New Testament sense, would mean having a relationship with the one who is the way, the truth, and the life, and that's Jesus Christ.
Well, folks, we're excited about the new look to our website. Not only can you listen to a past message you missed, but you can listen to the entire week at one time in the compilation choice on the website. That's crosshope.org, crosshope.org. God bless you.
You have been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information or to listen to or download a copy of today's message, go to crosshope.org. That web address again is www.crosshope.org. Be sure to tune in each weekday at this same time to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. This program has been a production of Cross Hope Ministries.